Okay, so today is July 1st, so hard to believe. This is the emotional tune-up class. Even harder to believe is that this is our fifth class already. And it just feels like time is flying. So we're going to talk a little bit about that too in this call. And so what I want to do is I want to start with the energies, and I know that we talked a little bit about this before we got on the call, but this is really important because this is going to, I mean, I have always talked about this, but this is really going to set the tone for you guys because it's very relevant for what is taking place. And the more we start to find ourselves going through the next couple months, we're going to notice more shifting. So one of the most important things is that we're taking an inventory of our body. So it's really good when you guys tune in, and as you're tuning in, you're having an awareness of how your body is feeling. Okay. This is really important for so many reasons. One is because when you're doing that, it's actually fine-tuning you between your ego and your higher self, okay? So it's actually fine-tuning you so that you're tuning in more to your higher self aspect and tuning more out of your ego aspect, okay? And so that in itself is going to continue to perpetuate the activation of your light body. Now, light body is really just another term for our spiritual body, if you will, for our energetic body, our electromagnetic field, our toroidal torus, whatever you want to call it. There's a Merkaba in there that was used as an ancient vehicle of light, which is time travel. And then there's telepathy, which is innate for all of us. And so all of these things that, you know, are making up our ascension process are what's being triggered and activated through your day-to-day experience, no matter what that experience is, right? So the most important thing that you can have is awareness to understand how to better navigate these times. That's one. And then two, how to work within your personal energy body to maximize what's taking place. Okay. So lots and lots of photonic light. Every time you see those clouds, I talked about this the last time, what it's doing is that photonic light that is coming in, that living consciousness light is coming in, and it is working through the distortions in our body, bending it so that it can be lifted out of our field. And in order to do that, we have to lay down and go to sleep. Because when we're laying down in our bed, we're not only are we resting our physical body, but we're giving our spiritual body permission to do what it needs to do. So in other words, when we're active, like we are all now on this call, we're active, we're actively participating. Our spiritual body is not able to relax. It is here with us. It is bringing through messages. Every single one of you are in contact right now with your guides, with your galactic aspects, with your angelic aspects, right? Every single one of you. So even if you're not aware that you're doing this. And so that part of you, that spiritual body, is constantly engaged during the waking state. The only time it is able to go and recharge, if you think about your phone and how you have to plug in a charger or put it on a charging station, is when you go to sleep. When you lay down and go to sleep, your spiritual body can then leave and go and do what it needs to do. Okay. So I want to give you an example of this so you guys understand what is taking place. Now, last night, well, actually, I should back this up a little bit. Yesterday was Tuesday. And so Monday, I started to notice that, you know, my digestive system wasn't too on par with what was going on. And I've been having this, like, what we'll get is not just me. Okay. So when I'm sharing with you, this is for everybody. This is not just me. Okay. So don't be like, Maria, wow, that's really cool that you're doing that. No, this is everybody. Okay. You guys are going to do this too. So what happened was Monday, I started to notice again, my digestive system was a little off. That's usually the plasma energy coming through. It's like Roto-Rooter. It will like just completely clear out distortions that are in the physical. And so what ended up happening was, I started to notice this, and as I started to notice it, I started to have these visions, these visuals, where I was seeing myself rejecting anything that, you know, had sugar in it. And now there are steps along the way with light body activation. When you get to crystalline, you're craving sugar, you're wanting sugar, and the sugar is feeding that crystal, it's feeding the cells, right? So the crystalline light body is activating the cells are getting nourished through the feeding of the sugar. And so what's happening there is I was very much feeling this shift within myself where I wasn't really wanting to have the sugar anymore. And I was seeing visions in my mind about, you know, not having anything that has sugar in it, changing out, not having really any kind of carbs at all, which I allow myself to have a small amount. And so I was seeing this and I was tuned into seeing it. And I thought to myself, I think I'm about to be going through a change. So mentally I was already ready, right? Emotionally, not a big thing. I've been doing this for so long. And the last 10 years I've been, you know, involved in my own personal ascension process. So it wasn't like that big a deal for me. But when I recognized it, I thought, okay, this is where we're going through this shift. And I've been noticing lots of plasma. I've been posting those beautiful rainbow pictures, which has a lot of plasma energy in it with the rainbow light frequencies, and which is the 4D light codes, right? 4D light frequency, which is, it's already here, right? So those people that are saying we're going to 4D, we're already in 4D. Earth has 12D anchored in. Imagine that. So the grid workers and gatekeepers anchored in 12D into the earth. We have that availability to us. We just have to keep doing the ascension work to get us into that dimensional consciousness, right? So here I am feeling the shift coming on, and I'm noticing more and more of the connection with the cosmic rays. And so yesterday comes and my stomach was, and I haven't had this in probably 2 years, but my stomach was like a Buddha belly out, full of gas, but it's photonic light gas. And it's very uncomfortable because it's like being pregnant, right? It's right under my breasts is where it starts. And like, it's just distended belly. And so, you know, having that and being uncomfortable, I'm like, oh, here we go. We're going through like now another shift because we've hit another phase or another level. And so yesterday was a very uncomfortable day for me. And I know we're coming into this moon, and I know that I anchor codes for Gaia through my body in the physical. And when I'm sleeping at night, I'm working the Akashic records for Gaia in the halls of Amenti. So there's a lot going on, you know. So I give myself the permission to rest. I don't let myself feel the guilt. So as I was laying down last night to sleep, something new occurred. So I was doing my breathing, which I want to make a note on too, because I didn't write that down. So I was doing my breathing, and I'm laying doing my breathing, and all of a sudden I go into, and I know I talked with you guys about this before, this feeling of floating inside my body, right? There's my beingness floating within my physical body, and I could feel it. It's like I'm that in that cocoon, but the tethers are not there, and I'm just kind of floating, you know? So I feel that floaty feeling. And then the next thing I know, I have this awareness for a split second that I'm in three conversations at one time. Three separate timelines playing out at one time, right? And it was so clear, it was so startlingly clear, I should say, that it immediately called me back into the awareness of where I am being in my bed. And then I was out of that consciousness, right? But what that is showing is that where in the past, I would have been aware of two places. So in other words, I would have been aware I was laying in my bed and then aware of a conversation that was taking place, right? I've done so much of that, that now it's shifted again. Only this time I was aware of laying in my bed and having three conversations going on at one time. So my multidimensional self has activated yet again. And now this is what it feels like when it activates and it kind of steps you up into that next level of beingness, okay? Which is why it's really important to allow ourselves to be tuned into what is taking place in the physical and not get caught up with what is taking place outside of ourselves, right? What is taking place outside of ourselves is the movie, the storyline, it's the, it's not the reality that you think it is. Let me just put it that way. Okay. So this discomfort within my body was continuing today, earlier today. And then of course now it's stopped. Right. And, but the level that I am tuned into everything has now been kicked up a notch, right? So what's important here is not so much the way that I was feeling, but what I'm noticing from what transpired in that experience that I had. So that is the important part here, okay? Now, what happened today, I noticed a few things, right? So this energy shifted today, tonight, and probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 o'clock or 4:30, the sky was changing. I went outside to sit in the energy of what was taking place and the sky shifted. There was dark meeting light, a patch of rainbow light in the center of it. And then I knew we are about to go through a massive purge with this, lunar eclipse that's coming. And so this storm that just rolled through here on the island was super intense, like the most intense storm I have ever experienced in a long time. It was so intense. The thunder, you know, I there's a lot of ship activity in the sky. It did not sound like regular thunder. It definitely sounded like it was echoing off of something. So there's a lot of changes that are taking place. And then right after the storm was done and the sun started peeking through very, very briefly, I just knew, felt it in my body that there was a rainbow in the sky. And I ran out front and sure enough, there was a rainbow in the sky, right? So this is the level that everybody is eventually going to get to, where you are in tune with everything. Does that make sense to you guys? This is where you are headed to, okay? And the most important part of this is to really just get out of the way and just allow it to happen. Because I'm seeing too many people getting caught up in wanting to, not you guys, but other places that are not doing any work whatsoever, right? They're not doing any work. And then they're connecting with a group of other people who are also not doing any work and not in any kind of clarity as to what's going on. And they're just spiraling down a rabbit hole that is taking them far away from where they need to be. Okay. So paying attention and staying tuned in and sitting in the awareness of what is taking place within your body is critically important right now. The more aware we can be, the better we're going to do at navigating all of this energy, right? So a big part of why this is important is because it's really necessary for us to continue to see what is taking place so we can be consciously observing what is happening in our reality, because part of that is seeing where we've allowed ourselves to be, where we've allowed ourselves to go. And a lot of times we'll see something happen, and then if that thing that happens is not to our liking, we'll be like, well, how the heck did that happen? I didn't even see that coming, you know? And so that's what we're kind of seeing playing out right now within all the stuff that's taking place in the government. And so all of that that's coming up has to be looked at in a way that is serving the self, not serving what is outside of the self, but serving the self. So in other words, this would be where you are looking at that and you're saying, okay, I see that. I understand it. I also see that this is occurring because part of this is a reflection back of something that I am still working through within myself, right? So let's say you look at what's taking place in your state, in your government, and let's say whatever is happening doesn't make you feel safe or doesn't make you feel comfortable and you feel some fear, right? That fear that's coming up through whatever is taking place in your reality is coming up because it's needing to be cleared. It's needing to be healed. It's needing to be released. That fear is pushing you, me, everyone, to go deeper. Because when we look at fear, and we've known this for eons and eons and eons, it's not one of you that doesn't know this, fear is not real, right? We hear this all the time. What is it? False expectations appearing real, right? There's a whole bunch of different acronyms for it. But what happens is that is going to be a trigger for where you can go deeper, where I can go deeper in releasing fear. And fear in that situation where we're having no control is presenting because that's exactly what we're wanting to have, control. I don't like how that feels. I don't like how that sounds. I don't like how that looks. I want it to be different, right? But what we're not realizing is that a lot of this, which is why I keep bringing you guys back inside, is your thoughts, words, and actions that are playing out in your reality. So it's the same thing as you thinking about somebody and then all of a sudden they call you, right? It's the same thing. So it's a extension of a manifestation that you're creating in your reality, okay? And this is really important because now what's going to happen in this lunar eclipse that we're having, the first part of this is that this moon is in Capricorn, right, which is an earth sign. So think about that. It's the earth that is being affected, okay? And we're seeing that in the physical, in a very physical way in front of us. And then the sun, which is opposite the moon, is in Cancer, which is about nurturing, okay? And so if you go on to an astrological chart, they're both opposite on the chart, okay? So they're like opposing each other in a way that is needing to be healed. So think about it in this way. Whatever's playing out or transpiring on the earth is needing to have love and nurturing. Okay? So a big part of this process that we're in is twofold. So the first part of it is look around and see how many people do you know that are actually willing to lend a hand to somebody, to give somebody money to help get them through, to give them food to help get them through, to pick them up if they've fallen on the ground, right? How many people are willing to step out of their way, step out of their comfort zone and help somebody, right? That's one of the things that's lacking on the earth. Humanity's gotten far away. It's like every man for himself. That's what it is. So if you think about it from the perspective of the sun and the moon interplaying with each other, the moon is about illusion. And the illusion has been that everything is working just fine. Everything is okay. And the sun is saying, no, it's not. It's not. You've got stuff in the shadows. I don't like that. Doesn't make me feel comfortable. And I'd like to bring it up and let's put it out there and let's heal it and love it and give it attention, right? So just like the earth, this is requiring us to have focus inward to see where it is that we're needing love and attention from ourselves. Where are we not giving ourselves to that? Are we not giving ourselves to that with enough time for sleep, with enough time for play, with enough time for good food, good, you know, for a walk outside, to connect with earth, to paint, draw, do some kind of creative activity, to write a book, whatever that's going to be, right? And every time we say, no, I'll do that later, we're not choosing ourselves. So this is what is presenting now. It's an opportunity for us to look at ourselves and say, am I honoring myself in everything? So whatever is presenting to you is going to reflect back at you where you are still needing healing. So everything that is on the outside is actually a manifestation or a creation of everything that is on the inside. And everything on the outside is just showing up as a reflection to show you where you're still needing to do your work, right? So let's use a relationship. So let's say you make a new friend, and this new friend shows up, and at first they look like, wow, this is going to be a great friendship. I can't believe how awesome this is. And, you know, this is going to be so cool. And then after a couple of weeks, you get to know this person and you're like, why do they always have to be so perfect with the way they look? Why can't they just like kind of tone themselves down a little bit and just relax on a day that we're just relaxing and going to the beach? Why do they want to wear makeup to the beach or to the gym or whatever, right? And we've all had this experience. And it's really not about them and what they're doing. It's about the fact that they're playing a role for us in doing that, because that is triggering us and taking us out of our comfort zone, okay? So it's reflecting to you someplace or something that you're not comfortable with, right? So if, let's take the makeup thing at the beach or at the gym, right? That need for perfection. So maybe you have been someone that has done a ton of work in letting go of so many layers within yourself, parsing down because you've lived your life to the highest level of perfection. And now this person is showing up, triggering you. And you're like, why the heck is this happening? I thought I've cleared all of this, but there's still just a little bit more to go, just a little bit more to clear, to heal, to love. And maybe although you have cleared and healed the triggers of perfection and your own perfectionism, maybe you still have to love that aspect of yourself that you have healed and cleared, but reject. Does that make sense to everybody? So you can heal it, you can clear it, but if you're not loving it and yourself in it, then you are rejecting that part of you. So that person is going to show up and they're going to repetitively trigger you until one or two things happen. You're going to be like, get out of my life because I can't stand you because you want to wear makeup at the gym and the beach and it's freaking frustrating to me. And don't you see, I don't do that. And what is wrong with you? Or you could say, okay, well, they're not there yet. So I'm going to just love them anyway and be the best friend I can and accept them for who they are. And then in doing that, you're actually loving yourself, because they're a reflection of you. Everybody's a reflection of you, right? So in this call, I'm actually a reflection of all of you. I'm a mirror for all of you. I am the higher self of all of you, right? So this is where you have to start looking and saying, when I'm interacting with someone and that someone is triggering me, what is being triggered? And is that thing that's being triggered needing love? Is it needing healing? Is it needing release? Is it needing forgiveness? And just honoring that. And if you can't find it for yourself yet, love whatever or whoever is triggering you, because through that, you will come to love yourself and fully heal that aspect or that issue. And that's what this moon is doing. This moon is bringing things to the light that make us uncomfortable, that are hidden, that maybe we were not aware of, that maybe, you know, we didn't even realize was there. I had a conversation with my friend the other day, and it was funny because we were both in the same place with the thoughts we were having, but yet different, completely different, but yet the same, identical. And it just happened to come up, and we were able to talk about it and laugh about it, because what the bottom line boiled down to was like, if you have straight hair, you want curly hair. If you have curly hair, you want straight hair. If you're super skinny, you want curves. If you're really curvy, you want super skinny. No, nobody is happy, right? But that's part of this challenge now, is to love you just as you are. Because the bottom line here is that we all chose this physical representation of ourselves. We all chose where we are wanted to work this time around on a soul level. We all chose it. So the more you can accept that and appreciate yourself, the more you're going to heal those things that are feeling uncomfortable or out of balance for yourself. It's just the way it is, right? And the more we can accept and appreciate everything and everyone around us, as you look at them, right? And this is a great exercise, so here's a tool for you. If you look at the person that you're feeling challenged by as standing in front of you with their inner child held right out in front of them, it's a little version of them, inner child held right out, and you're not talking to them, you're talking to the inner child that they're holding in front of you. Do you see how that makes more sense? When someone is really challenging you, someone is really giving you a hard time, you're looking at them, but you're not looking at them. You're not talking to them. You're talking to the wounded them. You're talking to the inner child them. Okay. So that's a really great tool to use when you're feeling really challenged with somebody, stepping back out of your human and seeing what they are presenting. If they're showing up and they're not budging in a conflict, then they're showing up with their five-year-old inner child intact. And how would you talk to a five-year-old that didn't want to budge? Do you see what I'm saying? This is where we have to look at this information. We have to look at the way, what things are presenting, what is showing up for us. Okay, that's super important. So the next thing is, this moon is going to trigger us into our vulnerabilities. Okay. So for some of you, it might trigger those vulnerabilities, and that might be something that you haven't wanted to deal with, and it's being triggered by a someone, a something. Maybe safety is a vulnerability, maybe security, maybe fear, you know, whatever it is, okay? And so just understand that, because part of that trigger and part of the vulnerability is going to be the need to work through the emotions that are presenting, right? Full moons in general bring stuff up. It excavates whatever, emotions, thoughts, whatever, to the surface, okay? And because of the nature of this moon, and you have two, like, you know, we have a moon that is Capricorn, which is work, which is about the work environment, but it's also about the home environment because Capricorns like to be in a nice home environment. And then you have Cancer, which is the sun, and that's also about home environment and nurturing, right? So this is going to target relationships, this moon. All right. So, and it might even call up some relationships from the past, people that you never thought you were going to connect with, or people that you never thought you'd hear from. And all of a sudden they pop up and here they are in your reality. And, you know, now you're needing to either heal something from, you know, that connection in the past. Could also be childhood issues for you, for, you know, for all of us. From our past childhood that are coming to the light, that are, you know, coming forward with an awareness. Okay. I know for me, a lot of stuff has been coming up to the light with regard to, you know, my past relationships with men and how those relationships were always about someone else. And, you know, a couple of times I thought to myself, was I really that checked out on myself, like that naive? So it's bringing where you can see with greater clarity what was taking place at that time. And then if you think about it and you say, oh, okay, well, I do feel like I was naive at that time. You could also say, well, it wasn't time for me to become illuminated. It wasn't time for my awareness to be what it is now. Right. And so constantly evolving, and we have to take the pressure off of ourselves also to be right. We don't want to do that. Okay. And this is a good opportunity for us to forgive our past. So we're allowing ourselves to see what was the past, but not be angry towards it. Let it go. Make peace with it. Love it. It's a part of us. So we have to love it. And then we make peace with it and we let it go. Okay. And I know that's a hard one for a lot of people, but you have to remember too, that hanging on to the past is just tethering to those old timelines. And if you're tethering to those old timelines of the past, you're never going to move forward. Right. So that growth that you're looking for, that connection with your guides and all of that, not going to happen because you're too connected into that, those old timelines that have to be released and let go. So, you know, and now because we are seeing freedom codes being activated heavily, they've actually been, so last July 4th, I woke up, I was at my brother's house in North Carolina, and I had this like insane need to write, okay? And it was about freedom and feeling our freedom and all this other stuff concerning freedom. And I didn't realize that the freedom codes had activated. I wasn't tuned in because I was on vacation and not really paying attention. Well, that was all about the freedom codes that are activating for what is taking place now on the earth as we're going through this shift. Okay. And so now as we're coming into July 4th again, because it has a lot to do with independence, it's activating again very, very heavily right now. Okay, so there might be stuff coming up regarding emotional freedom, okay? Or maybe freedom from a job, freedom from a relationship, freedom from thoughts that we keep having over and over again, all right? So we have to look at it and be in a place where we're not going to be judging ourselves, but we're going to be allowing for whatever is needing to present. Because remember, the moon, especially this lunar eclipse, is going to show us where illusion lies, where the illusion is. What have we been fooling ourselves with? What is the illusion that we've been telling ourselves? Okay, so keep that in mind as we go through this. It's also going to be really important now because as we go through this illumination, it's going to give us an opportunity for the greatest growth and expansion that we've ever had, right? So this is really an important time. The next 4 years, we're going to see ourselves evolve in a way that I don't think anybody has a comprehension of, not even myself. Okay, but the guides keep showing this over and over again. You know, my higher self is like, are you ready? yeah, are you really ready? Are you sure you're ready? You know, so it's like double checking, triple checking, all of that sort of stuff. And it's requiring that we release the past in a way that we don't regret it and we don't look back at it and think, well, maybe I should have done that differently, right? Because there is no such thing. Everything happened perfectly and everything now is happening perfectly. So there is no place for regrets. We have to let it be and move on and allow ourselves to understand that whatever transpired was an opportunity for us to be triggered in some way, shape, or form. Okay. And awareness. I can't stress that word enough. It should be your new best friend, right? I always say awareness is our new superpower, especially as women. You know, being in our awareness is just a really amazing thing. So, you know, looking at everything for what it is. Relationships are going to be a hot topic. For those who are not in relationships, if you're concerned about twin flames, if you think you are with a twin flame, that's a hot topic right now. You know, and really all of it is about learning. It's about all of us learning from each other. Okay. Being more of our authentic self, and just really allowing ourselves to go into our heart. You know, so many of us are holding wounding from centuries, you know, that we're finding it difficult to go in our heart and allow ourselves to be vulnerable, okay? Myself included at times. And this is where the work is, to be vulnerable and to allow yourself to go into that place and just let whatever's happening happen and just be in your awareness of it and be in, you know, in control of how you need to play this out. It is your story that is taking place, all right? So that's all really important. Every time we have a period within ourselves, going back to the energies now, where we have moments where we cannot remember things. Those are called template wipes. So let me explain this to you because I'm seeing a lot of stuff out there that is very confusing. And I wanna talk about this for a second. So each dimension activates 12 strands of DNA, right? And I know we talked about three strands last time, but each dimension activates 12 strands of DNA. So there's 12 strands of DNA being activated in third dimension as we're moving into fourth dimension. And then again, moving into fifth dimension, moving into sixth dimension. So by the time we get to 12th dimension, it's 12 by 12 equals 144, which is the 144 code that some of you are seeing. If you're seeing the physical number 144, I see it all day, every day. It's like, I can't get away from it. It's always around me, right? That's an activation code, just like 1111, 222, 333, right? Those are activation codes. That 144 template overlay is the Christed timeline. It is the Christ consciousness timeline, right? Which is the heart timeline, higher heart, compassion, all of that, all right? Now, what's important to understand is that every time you go up a notch, a tick notch, let's use that radio dial again, right? Because dimensions are a spectrum of frequency. They flow, right? They ebb and flow. So every time you go up a notch in frequency, your field adjusts. Now, when you go up so much that your field has really adjusted, you'll have what's called a template wipe. And that template wipe is where all of a sudden you feel like you don't remember stuff anymore. It's like simple stuff you don't remember. You can't remember what a spoon is, right? You'll pick up a pen and be like, I can't remember what this is. Do you know what this is? And it's that kind of a thing where you just literally cannot remember stuff anymore, right? And what's happening is that template wipe is coming in and it's clearing out those old timelines in your field. And because in order for new light to come in, we have to clear the old. So if you feel like you're forgetting your past, or you're feeling like you're, you know, you can't really remember your childhood or anything like that, be okay with that, because that is needed in order for us to continue to ascend, okay? And the dimensions, as we said before, third dimension is separating, and we're seeing it through the way that it's being transacted, right? So those who are choosing to participate in an angry, aggressive way, those people are really holding the third dimensional distortions in their field, okay? And they're going to continue to play it out. But those of us that are doing the work and we're elevating and going higher, it's like a balloon, okay? If a balloon is released, if you release a balloon, what happens? That balloon starts to fly higher and higher and higher. Now, you would still see it, but it's not in your immediate vicinity, right? So it's going to be the same thing with those people who are staying in third dimension, who are not going to shift. Nobody's going to another planet. Nobody's going to another Earth. The aliens are not going to come and take us onto their mothership to another cosmic place. It's just not going to happen, right? And so what is going to happen, though, is through these dimensions, through these frequencies, as we shift, the more we shift, we're going to be like that balloon. We're going to get higher. Our bodies get lighter because they're filled with high light, right? High vibrational light. Our bodies get lighter. We go up, 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 up. Now, I can tell you that probably, I want to say 3 years ago, maybe even longer, four years ago, I was constantly writing, sharing all kinds of information and whatnot. I cannot tell you the number of people that would message me and say to me, I love you. I think you're an awesome person, but I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I read the words. I can read them. I can understand them, but I can't understand them. And I was baffled by that until I realized that what it was they were not able to be in my frequency. So my words were being written and said in a certain frequency. And because they weren't yet in that frequency, they couldn't comprehend what I was writing, because they weren't there yet. And I would say to them, you know, Joanne is shaking her head because she knows. Yeah. And so I would say to them, keep reading it. Read it 1,000 times. And then all of a sudden it's going to click, and then you'll have stepped up a level, right? Because that's what happens. A frequency has to adjust in our body, okay? And so this was constantly happening. I would do a class or a talk, and half the people on the class would be asleep, right? And people would ask me all the time afterwards, I fell asleep. I'm so sorry. I feel terrible. Why am I doing that? I don't know. You're not boring. It's just, I don't know. And I would say, because the frequency that I am bringing through is working in your field as it's going, and the amount of work that your field is doing to integrate that energy is literally putting you to sleep, because you need to go offline and lay down in order for the rest of that integration to happen, okay? So if you start to get that with people, don't be insulted. That is a compliment. Take that as a compliment, where people just don't understand what you're saying anymore, because it happens, and just love them through it, because it's a frequency that is needing to be adjusted to. Okay, I get this all the time. As a matter of fact, Yasmin will tell you that there are times where she is working with me in a group setting, not even a one-on-one, where I activate her light body and her hands become activated, and she starts signing light language with her hands, and they go crazy. And she's like, why does that happen? And I'm like, because I'm activating that aspect of you, and that aspect of you is initiating. And, you know, that's when she'll turn off her screen, because her hands just want to go. They want to sign light language, right? So there'll be a time maybe for her where all of a sudden she'll just, you know, start screaming light language at the top of her lungs. I don't know. When I started speaking light language, I was actually in the shower and I didn't even realize like what was taking place because, I had gotten a kitten like, probably about two. Yeah. It was in the beginning of November. So this was like around Christmas time. I was getting ready to go to my friend's house and I had gotten a kitten. And every time I was in the basement with this kitten, she would come down and she was activating me. And I didn't realize, you know, cats are very galactic. For those of you that have cats, like they are very galactic. Birds too, that they are the blue avians, right? So the galactic species connected to Sirius is the blue avians, but cats are very galactic. They're Lyran Lyran, they're Sirian, right? And so every time this kitten would come down into the basement by me, I would find myself speaking gibberish to her. Like, and there was this one day I was doing the laundry and she was sitting there and I was speaking in this like baby kind of what I thought was gibberish. And I stopped myself and I'm like, why does that feel so comfortable? That's the most bizarre thing I've ever in my life. I have never done that. Maybe when I was little, but I have not never done that. Right. And then all of a sudden, it must have been maybe like a week or two later, I found myself in the shower. And at that time I was living with my ex-husband. We were finalizing our divorce. And he was sitting in an area that was near the shower where I was, and you know, the door was closed and everything, and I had my privacy, but he could still hear me. And I'm in the shower and I have these words coming through, and it's like this over and over and over and over and over again. And I'm hearing and the mouth is going, and I start to do this little bit of light language. And then all of a sudden, like something took over, light language coming full force. And it was mantids, the mantid beings, which sound like Cantonese, if you will. It's a very bizarre kind of clicky kind of sounding light language. And you know, it sounded like some Asian person screaming Cantonese in the shower. And he was like, after I got out, he was like, what the hell was that? He was like, it sounded like some Asian person was taking a shower. And I was like, I don't know where that came from. And then that just kind of like morphed into all this other stuff. So, you know, which is part of the work. I mean, some of you have heard it. Some of you have not heard me do that yet, but it's all part of the work that we do, right? And so these are the areas within us that we have to be allowing for. Some of you will definitely get activated being on a call with me and doing work with me to connect to light language. And that's just one of the other things, you know. It doesn't have to be the spoken kind of light language. It could be like my Andromedan connection that I have is vibrational healing, toning and vibrational healing. So I just got my microphone. I'm so excited. So it's going to hopefully make a difference in the recordings, because one of the recordings I want to do for you is actually a vocal toning, vibrational sound healing for you guys, as an activation. And I use it on myself all the time. I'm lay in bed at night and I'll just tone and sing and chant and stuff like that. There are times Isis comes through and she's more sing-songy, and then you know, it's just toning, you know. So we get activated, we activate each other, right? You guys activate other people. So this is really important to keep in mind. Like if you're with somebody and suddenly, you know, this person is getting tired around you a lot and they've never gotten tired around you before. And then you might be like, oh, they're either bored with me or they're this or that away. And no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with your vibration and your frequency, especially if we're working together like this, because that's what I do. I'm an activator. I'm a frequency activator. I can't help it. It's part of the work, right? I activate people. I'm supposed to bring people up into ascension. So you guys are going to do that too. All of this is all you, you know, it's not just me. So this is where we are, and we have to just tune in and just allow ourselves to have fun and participate and be present for what is showing up and, you know, enjoy all of it. Okay. So what I would say that is important, because then in a few minutes, I want to break for whatever questions you have and then maybe do a meditation to connect you with your guides again and give you some guidance with that to help get you connected. So, you know, one of the things that I know last time we talked about some tools for nighttime when you go to bed, you know, another really great tool is breathing, breath work. Okay. And so for those of you that might do yoga, I know Loretta, you do, and whoever else is doing yoga. Yeah, Maria, you too. Yeah, yoga is really, really good because it helps with breath work, right? The movements sync with breath work. So when you're laying down at night, it's a really good idea to do some deep breathing, because what I'm finding through this, so this happened through my higher self connection where, you know, I was laying down at night, and I've been doing this for a while now, but it started because I was tuning into my higher self, and they were talking about shallow breathing does not bring you into the depths of the body where we need to be in order to connect from a deeper level, right? So if you're laying down, one of the best things you can do is to just start to breathe deeply, right? Take that breath all the way down. You want to come into your belly, expand. And it's not necessary to hold it for, like, you know, four counts or anything like that. You just want to do a nice flow, whatever your rhythm is. Come in, expand, deep, nice deep breath, and then blow that breath out. And then start to feel your body relax, right? This is a really good process for just tuning in and relaxing your body. And then what I noticed too is, as you're doing this at night, as you're laying down, adjusting your eyes, right? Because think about this. How many times do you lay down to go to sleep? You close your eyes, but your eyes are not just gently closed. You're like, right? I go to bed like that sometimes. And I'm like, oh, okay, I have to readjust my eyes. I have to readjust my eyes. And also sometimes my neck is compressed into my shoulders when I'm laying on the pillow, right? So here's another one. So laying on the pillow, do an inventory when you go to bed tonight, okay? When you're laying down, do an inventory. If you have shoulder earrings, no. Bring your shoulders down. Right? This is something I really had to work on. It took me years and years and years to really get the focus on this. Bring your shoulders down, press them down, and then wiggle your neck a little bit, even rolling from side to side gently, not all the way. You don't want to strain your neck, right? But just relaxing that and then doing your breathing work. Now, what's important here is, as you're doing your breathing work, right? And we're going to do this in a minute because I want to do this exercise with you. As you're doing your breathing work, I want you to check in with your face. So you're breathing through your nose, out through your mouth, right? But I don't want you to just take the breath for granted, right? That goes back to, where did I talk about this on here? Yeah, the consequences of how we live, what we do, right? So if we're laying down and we're not doing an inventory and we're not paying attention to our body, our face, right? Your consciousness, 99.99999% of the time, is going to be right here in your head, okay? We want to bring that consciousness down into our heart center. You cannot go to bed if your consciousness is here in your head, okay? Because what's going to happen in your sleep state? You're going to bring your day into your sleep state. It's not good, okay? So what I want you to do is do that inventory. Do the inventory, check your shoulders, loosen your head, find a comfy place on your pillow, close your eyes, start breathing, focusing on the heart center, okay? And then as you're doing that, take an inventory of your face. Where is your face? Is your face stressed? Are your eyes tightly closed? Are you feeling like you're struggling with, you know, maintaining relaxation? And then bringing yourself into that awareness, okay? And then if your eyes are tight, right? So if your eyes are really tight shut, you'll know, because you'll feel them, they're tight, okay? So then I want you to just start to say to yourself, okay, I'm gonna relax my eyes. I'm focusing on my breath, relaxing my eyes, relaxing my face, relaxing the mask of your face, right? And letting that just relax, bringing yourself into your heart. And then once you feel like you have yourself into your heart, it's the meditation I just sent you guys. You can expand up and out through the crown, okay? Really important, because you don't want to go to bed and be like this, because you're not gonna go to sleep and do your work. You're gonna go to sleep and bring your day in, because you haven't let go of any of it. You're still wound into it, okay? So that's really important to remember. All right, so before we do this exercise, does anybody have any questions on anything I talked about? Anything? Energy, anything? No? Makes sense to everybody? Yeah? Okay. All right, and for those of you that maybe it didn't fully make sense to, listen to this recording as many times as you can so that it anchors in, because this is really important going forward, very important work, all right? So for those of you that are uncomfortable, we're all gonna have our eyes closed. I'm closing my eyes too, but if you're uncomfortable, you can always turn your video screen off so that we don't see you if you wanna do that. So feel free to do that. And then we're gonna go into a nice little meditation, and I'm gonna bring you through connecting with your guides. All right. So we're just going to do this light little exercise, and you could see how this works. All right. Cause I want to give you some tools for connecting in. And before we connect in, you have to get into your body. Okay. You can't connect with them if you're out in your aura field. It doesn't work. All right. So I'm going to take my glasses off. We're just going to relax and let's do it. Okay. So first, I want everybody to begin breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Just breathing in nice and gentle, finding your own rhythm. And as you're breathing in and out, I want you to really focus on expanding that breath into the body, expanding. Filling up the belly, blowing that breath out nice and deep. And as you're expanding and you're breathing and you're feeling your breath going in and out, I want you to allow your mind to begin to relax. So imagine that you are having this amazing light trickling down from above, just running over the top of your head. And as it runs over the top of your head, you begin to feel very relaxed, very peaceful. Let that feeling come down into your eyes, relaxing your forehead, relaxing your eyes. And now letting that feeling come down through the mask of your face, so bringing it through the nose and the cheeks, coming down into your mouth, down into your jaw and your neck. And now bringing that feeling of peace and relaxation into your shoulders and feeling your shoulders drop. Continuing to expand through your breath, feeling yourself relaxing even more. Allowing that relaxation to come down into your arms, all the way down to your fingers. And now on the next breath in, imagine that that relaxation is at your shoulders and blow it down through the rest of your body. Feeling that peace and relaxation from that light trickling down through you. Just taking over your body and relaxing you. And as you begin to feel this incredible relaxation, notice your seat and how you are sitting in your chair or laying in your bed. Really tuning in and paying attention to how it feels under your seat, how it feels under your buttocks. Feeling yourself go deeper into your seat. Feeling your hips settling in. And now on the next breath in, pulling that light down through your legs, pushing it all the way down with the out breath into your feet. And just feeling that peace and calming running through your entire body, feeling yourself really anchored in, really present in your body. And now as you're continuing to breathe in and out, I want you to bring that awareness, that focus into your heart center, bringing it into your heart center. And now as you're breathing in and out of your heart center and focusing into your heart, I want you to now imagine that you are taking that focus from your heart center and moving it right up through your throat chakra, right through your third eye, and right into the crown of your head. And imagine that you are expanding up through your crown. And the light of your crown is going up through your ascension column. You don't need to know what that looks like. Just allow yourself to imagine how that is. And there is no limitation. There is no place specifically to be. So just allow yourself to continue to expand your light consciousness from your crown. And as you're breathing in and out and holding this awareness around your crown and around being present, I want you to imagine that you are connecting with one of your guides. So I want you to allow that guide to come forward. You don't have to choose. Just allow it to be present, whether it's an angel, your higher self, it doesn't matter. And I want you to allow yourself to connect with them and ask them to be present for you. And that's going to feel like a sense of knowing. You might not see it. You might not feel it, but it's going to be a sense of knowing that they are there. And as you are connecting and tuning in, I want you to ask them to touch your heart, putting a hand on your heart center so you can feel them, feel their energy, connect with them. Or maybe have them touch you on your back or your shoulder. Or maybe you want to put your hands out and have them put their hands against your hands. Whatever, however you want to connect with them, I want you to just let yourself connect. Just feel what that feels like. It'll be a feeling more than a seeing. It'll be a knowing more than a feeling. And just let yourself have that. And now, as you're connecting with them, I want you to allow yourself to use your imagination to have an understanding of what they would look like. So ask them to share with you what it is that they look like. What is that for them and for you? And there's never a wrong answer. There are so many beings out there, and each of us are unique within ourselves. It will always be exactly as it's meant to be. And now I want you to ask them, is there anything that I need to know right now that could help me on my ascension journey? And again, it may be a feeling, but it's a feeling that you are certain of because you already know. You already have this information. And now ask them, when I need to get in touch with you, how do I do that? What is the best way for me to get in touch with you? And let them tell you. And now I want you to thank them for the time that they spent with you and allow them to release from your field. And I want you to spend a few seconds taking an inventory of what that felt like for you in this moment. What did that feel like? What was that experience like so that you can have that stored, have that awareness? And now what I want you to do is I want you to begin using your breath to bring your energy back through your crown, coming back down through your third eye, coming back down into your throat chakra, down into your heart chakra. And I want you to just take a few nice breaths, breathing deeply into your body, in and out of your body. I want you to go back down now and see how it feels sitting in the seat that you're in or on the bed that you're laying in, becoming very aware of your physical body. Becoming aware that you are back in your body. And then when you feel that you are fully present and back in your body, I want you to allow yourself to begin to come back into the awareness of the room. And allow yourself to come back and be fully present in the room, returning, bringing back with you the knowledge, the light codes, the information that's gained through this experience. Okay. So that was a beginning encounter, right? A meditation to connect you in to your higher self, your guides, whatever, to get you to become more comfortable with accessing your inner technology, if you will. Okay. And in order to do that, we need to be present within our physical body. We cannot connect or access if we are not present, because otherwise you are floating in your aura, your electromagnetic field, and you're not going to connect with anything because you're going to be here and you can't do that. You've got to be here. Okay. So does anybody have anything that they want to share? Any questions? Any help or anybody? Don't be shy. This is the place to do it. And here's the thing too. Let me just say this, right? So for those of you that maybe didn't feel like you connected, right? It could be because you were in your head. And you weren't present in your physical body, because we can't connect through our head. We have to connect when we're actually present in the body. So that's really important. Okay. Now, why is that important? That's important because if your expectation is outside of yourself, outside of what is to take place, then that goes back to wanting to control the outcome. We have to get beyond that, right? Because that we can't control this, okay? So that's number one. Number two is you need to be present for this encounter, for whatever encounter, right? Because when my first higher self, Luna, came through, she came through the ascension column. Where was I? I was heading up the ascension column, but I was in that state of beingness where I could let myself expand and be, right? And so I finally came to that place. I finally got it, finally understood it, went into expansion, and boop, she was coming down. I was going up. We kind of passed each other, and I was like, whoa, wait, who was that? So the other part of this, though, is that the old teachings would have us expecting that connection is going to be outside of us, right? That old teaching, that old psychic medium teaching, where it's a very visceral connection, and that person, that being, that guide is going to show up outside of us. It's not how it works anymore. Okay. It's all here. It's all at the heart center. It's all at the heart chakra. Okay. So it's going to feel like you. It's going to sound like you. Clairaudience, unless your ears are really, really open. Now, my three really, because claircognizance is just always open for me, right? It's like things just fly into my head and I just have this sense of knowing. But my third eye is open. So I get a lot of visuals. Lots of visuals, but my ears have been opening this last 2 years and I can hear somewhat, right? It's not super clear yet, but I can hear. I don't know if I want to hear. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I want to hear. I don't know. That might drive me crazy because it would be incessant and just continually, you know, going and going, right? But that's, so we're experiencing all of these different things in many different ways. So, you know, some will get it, a very clear visual of what their guide looks like or the higher self or whatever looks like, right? And others will not. For many, it'll just be a sense of knowing, a feeling, that knowingness that you have, okay? So it's, everybody's going to receive it differently. But if you focus on just knowing, and that knowing is not wrong, then you will develop a relationship to be able to connect in. Do you guys understand that? That's really so important. You have to let go of how it should be, or what you think might happen, or what you think has to happen, because it's going to be what is needed. And it's you're always going to know. You're like, if you feel an angel, it's an angel, right? But you might be somebody that wants a galactic, and yet an angel step forward. So you got to get rid of that other part of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to get rid of the control mechanism, and you have to just let yourself have the experience. This is how we grow. This is the way that we're going to be doing it. And it feels like everything inside of you, there is nothing outside of you. It will not feel separate from you. It'll feel like it's one with you, right? The reason I do the exercise where they touch you is because that allows you to feel that connection with them. It's really important for you to feel that connection with them. Okay.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Okay. So you kind of just, I didn't know how to ask the question before when you asked us if we had any questions. But so when I'm doing these, and even I shared with you with your meditation that you sent us, my whole body, every area of my body, and mostly my feet tingle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you said, I guess you can maybe call it old school way of thinking. Mm-hmm. I always read like old books and whatnot, mm-hmm. that I didn't think that I was supposed to be feeling it inside my own body. I thought it was supposed to be like an outside source. Well, so I thought I was doing it like wrong.
Right. Well, okay. So two things. So let me answer both questions, because there's two things there, right? Yeah. So, and I'm having an activation, so I'm going to just activate all of you right now. So I don't know if you see the lights behind me, but I have the Andromedans here, and there's a lot of, I don't know how many of you saw blue as your guides, blue beings. You did? Okay. So Yasmin, you had Andromedans too that were connecting with you also, because they're like that teal kind of color blue. All right. So Diana, first is first. So the tingling all over your body. So that's an excellent thing, because that is the energy centers, right? So we have a bazillion of them all over the body. Those are the chakras, the mini chakras, the nadi points, the meridian points, chakras. Those are they're expanding, contracting, right? So they're constantly going, expanding, contracting, expanding, mm-hmm. contracting. And the reason for that is because your energy centers are learning how to work with the energy, right? As you're going through your own personal expansion.
Okay. Right?
So as you're doing that, personal expansion is happening for you. Okay. Yep. So that's number one. So that's a good thing that you're feeling the tingling. That's a really good thing. And so that old way that wants you, you know, like that's the ego. I'm doing it wrong. I'm supposed to feel it differently. The books say, right? This is why when people work with me and they'll say to me, so what book should I be reading? I'll say none. And they'll be like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you're reading somebody else's interpretation of, or, you know, how they think it should be. That's going to trip you up, because if you're reading that, and then you're basing your experience on that, that you're going to think that that's what your experience should be too, and then it's not, that's huge disappointment. Yeah. And then you're going to shut yourself down from doing some amazing stuff because you're reading somebody else's interpretation. So that's not always a good thing. I read it for reference to see how other people have done stuff, but I never read it in a way that says that's going to be my experience. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And
my cat is going completely crazy right now.
Yeah.
I've never, ever seen her act like this. She's running around the room like a crazy cat.
Yeah, I'm very connected to cats.
I see that.
Yeah, very connected to cats.
So, that's really cool.
Yeah, cats are galactic, you know?
Yeah, I have four.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I love cats and birds.
Yeah, well, they're all galactic, you know? So Syrians are from, obviously Sirius, but the birds too, the blue avians, they're from Sirius. So lots of stuff going on with you with that. That's really cool. But nothing, you're not doing anything wrong. This is why this takes practice. We have to practice this, right? Because this is where we start to get good at tuning in to our personal experience. Each of us is going to experience it in a different way. Okay. There is no wrong. That you guys have to get that out of your head. There is no wrong. There isn't. The only reason I'm teaching this and you're not is because I schedule myself to open first. That's it. Otherwise, I'd be taking your class. You see? So we got to get that out of our head and like just there is no wrong. We don't do this wrong. It cannot happen. Okay? So who else has questions? Let's go. Let's work through some of this. Anybody else? Don't be shy. This is the place to do it. Get in the habit of asking, because that's how you grow. That's how we grow. You know, I used to mentor with this one teacher in Hawaii, Lisa, and at any given time on a call, there might be 160 people. And I mean, she had thousands of people in her class that she mentored. So it was not uncommon to be on a call with 160 people. You have to learn to let go of judgment. If you're not asking a question and there's a burning desire that you have to know an answer to something, that's you judging yourself, right? But as Diana said before, you know, she was like, oh, you said something that made me realize I have that question. Yeah, because I'm talking to your higher selves. What it is, your higher selves are present, right? So this is where you let go of judgment and fear of being seen. You see that? Yeah, Loretta? Wait, let me see.
I got it.
I have
a lot of pressure at the base of my skull. Is that you being activated?
Yeah, so your light codes are activating. So that's a really cool thing. So let's talk about that for a second. Now, aren't you glad you asked? So here's how that works. So when we activate light codes, right? When we activate light codes activate at the back of our neck, at the base of our neck, in the back, right? That occipital bone in the back of the neck. And when they activate, they might be hanging out in our field, right? In our electromagnetic field. And then all of a sudden we come into a class like this and then everybody is like, you know, ready and raring to go. And it amplifies, like I went into expansion because of course, and I'm teaching the class and I went into expansion and in that state of expanded being, then brought through more light codes to activate those of you that needed to be activated, right? So I go into expansion, I heat up and activate you guys. You guys, then your light codes all come rushing into the back of your neck and you feel pressure back here. And that's so when we are not activating our light codes, not making time, Lauren, to sleep when we're feeling tired, and then we wake up and we have a stiff neck and our shoulders are stiff and it's right here in this area here, it's because we did not integrate the light codes, so now they're stuck. And that's what the mantid beings were telling me about the quarks. So the quarks are the positive negative electrons in the atoms that go out of balance, and they do that. It goes out of balance when we're not integrating the light codes, okay? So Loretta, yes, That pressure that you're feeling in the back of your neck, that is a whoosh of light codes that got activated during the meditation and now in this conversation that are all activating, and you're feeling the pressure at the back of your neck as they're coming in to integrate and turn on. Turn on more of your intuition, turn on more of your connectivity, turn on more of your intel. Yeah. So good job noticing that. Yay, light code.
Thank you. Actually, I noticed it started because I'm driving up from Florida. I flew down to see my friend, and then we're driving back to New York, but we're in Savannah right now. But I felt it in the car a little bit, but now it really was more exaggerated.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's activations. We're in heavy energy right now, really intense energy, lots of light. That's why I keep posting it, and I'll keep posting the pictures so that you understand what it looks like when you see it in the sky. That's
right, because I had sent you that picture and you said it was plasma.
Gamma.
How do you tell the difference?
Because I see it.
Okay, but
that's why I do that, because it's training you. It's training you, and eventually you're going to look at a picture and go, "Oh, look at that! I have a lot of gamma in that picture." Yeah, so it's just a way, you know. You know, Lauren, it takes a bit to relax, right? So it takes a bit to relax to meditate, and meditation takes practice. And when we do this more on a regular basis, which is why I want to make the meditations for you guys. Is because when we use these tools that I'm giving you, these tools are tools I have used, okay? I use them, I still use them. Every night when I lay down, I'm giving you the steps. I ask to be on the highest timeline, I ask to slow my momentum of my thoughts, I go into that whole routine, breathing, relax my head, my neck, my shoulders, bring my shoulders down, get myself into place, and then I go into expansion. And now it happens immediately, and I'm like, okay, where the hell am I? I've got three conversations going on. I don't know any of these timelines. And then in that moment of thinking, I come back into my reality. Eventually, I won't do that, and I'll be able to see the timelines, and I won't have to bring myself back, because I'll just see them. I'll be able to see all three. That's multidimensionality as the third eye activates more, right? So it's very, very, very cool stuff going on. But it's practice. It's a routine. It's taking a routine. I have a routine that I do every night when I go to bed and I lay down, right? It's this routine that I keep repeating, which is why I do these classes. You know, I don't do these classes to make money, because they don't make a whole lot of money, you know, but I do these classes because I love to share this knowledge with you guys. And, you know, I could tell you from that class that I was in, probably like started that class five years ago with my teacher, Lisa. I'm not in her class anymore. I mean, not 2 years ago, I left that class because I had reached a certain level where I was now wanting to experience this and do this on my own, right? And we get to that place where we're like, okay, you know, I was working at any one given time with five mentors at one time, each for a different thing. And now I've kind of like taken all of that information from all five people and kind of just like kind of rolled it into what I do now, you know? So not needing five different people, but now it's become this kind of sort of thing now. So it requires this training, right? We're training ourselves to let go, right? What is holding you back is that control, the fear. I can't expand, because if I expand, then something else might happen, right? I have had numerous clients who have come to me with sleep apnea. Sleep apnea, for me, when I tune into it, is about being murdered in your sleep. So in another lifetime, in another incarnation, they've been murdered in their sleep, and sleep apnea is something that is going to keep waking you up so that you never fall into that deep sleep, so that you don't get murdered again. And you know that, so when we have that awareness, we can work through and heal. I had somebody the other day that, I don't know if I told you on the last call, but healed a cyst spontaneously overnight, right? So these things can happen, but it needs to have awareness, right? We have to have an awareness. So when we're having a struggle with meditating, that's, for me, that's a fear. You're holding a fear of letting go. If I let go, something might happen. So was there a lifetime where maybe you were a monk in meditation and you were murdered? A band of thieves broke into the monastery and you were murdered. Or maybe you were an oracle for somebody, or the town oracle or something, and somebody killed you. And so these are the moments where I don't want to go completely out because I don't know, something might happen, right? So this is where that, again, the illumination. So the illusion, right? This moon is bringing to the forefront the illusion for you. That illusion that your experience in the past with meditation has not been good. Do you understand that? In prior incarnations, your experience with meditation has not been good. And so this is an opportunity now for you to heal that, because how does that look for you? So how that looks is you go to lay down at night and you tell yourself, I am safe laying down and letting go. I am safe being outside of my body in sleep state. I am safe meditating into the unknown. I am safe, right? And I just had this conversation today. So you hear a lot of people say, don't you protect yourself? And I'm like, nope. They're like, you don't say anything? And I'm like, I never did. Never even thought about it, to be honest with you. It doesn't even register as a factor in my reality, right? But for some people hold that fear from other lifetimes where maybe they were murdered or killed and or attacked, or maybe they came in challenged with clearing the entities from the fourth dimensional astral plane. You know, so they hold fear towards that. And then they say this protection and white light and only the highest good and bring in this and da da da, right? For me, and it's not a judgment, it's just how I am. For me, that always felt stupid. I'm like, that doesn't feel right for me. But I would never tell somebody not to do it. If you want to do that, do that. But maybe for you, that would be good before you do it. And then self-talk yourself and say, I know I really don't need this, but, you know, give me a little protection here. I know I really don't need it. And then eventually you're not going to need it. You're going to do that. And you're going to be like, so nothing's ever happened. I'm still here. I'm safe. I come and I go. And the more you can do that, the more you're going to relax and just release it. And eventually you'll be meditating without a problem. It's a process. Right? But we have to understand what is preventing us from getting to that place. And for you, that's what I believe. I believe that there are challenges for you. Some fears with maybe confronting something that you don't want to, an entity or something like that in meditation, perfectly normal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So just, you know, you can even go into it and be like, okay, higher self, we got this, right? Right? We got this. Okay. We got this. And just know. And, you know, and this is why I keep talking about this with you guys, and I will talk about this until we don't have to talk about it anymore. But the bottom line here, and that's why I tell you about the lay of the land in the beginning of the talk, and it might sound like really doesn't have value, but it does have value because it ties all of this in. Your perception of what's taking place outside is your perception of the inside. So if your belief system inside says you have something to fear, you're not going to be able to meditate because you're going to be fearing whatever you think you're supposed to be fearing by meditating. Do you understand? It's like somebody that leaves their house and holds a lot of fear that I know this is not a great area that I live in and I'm going to be mugged. Eventually they're going to be mugged, because why? They're manifesting that energy, right? So try not to do that. And just when you're having that struggle within, self-talk. I can't tell you how important self-talk is, right? Talk to yourself, be like, okay, yeah, we got this, we're okay. and nothing's going to happen. No, because I know I'm protected. Like, I know, like, start the con. I just know I'm so protected. Like, it's so silly for me to even think that I'm going to be attacked in my meditation. Like, what is wrong with me? But we know we got this, right? And then just make, like, light of it. The more you do that, the more that's going to kick in. And eventually one day you're just going to sit to meditate and you're going to be done with it and come back and go like, holy crap, I forgot to even protect myself. This is just going to feel natural. Okay? Yeah, that's just redoing the mind. Somewhere along the way, a program got embedded here that says you're not safe. That's all that is. Okay? And we'll work on that. We'll do that. We'll work on that again the next session, the next week. Next week, we'll do this again. Okay? So that you all can get to that place where you are super pros and you're connecting with your guides and getting all kinds of great downloads and messages. Yeah, you know, Maria, you definitely want to look to the sky because the sky's got a lot of stuff going on. Really super, super important, you know. Lots of big energies up there. So I post them so that you can see what they look like so that when you see them for yourself, you know what they look like, okay? Yeah, fear of the unknown is going to be a huge one. Huge. Big, 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 big. So indigo, there was Arcturians here. So if you saw the indigo light, Arcturians. So the Arcturian healers, okay? Really super powerful too. What else? If you're feeling any kind of achiness in your body, that's also indicative of resistance. You need to work on letting go more. Somehow you just knew that I was going to say that, right? Yeah. So any kind of pain in the body for anything is resistance, right? So we have to look at where we're resisting and we're not in flow. We're not in the work. We're resisting because there's fear there. Okay. So fear equals resistance. Resistance equals pain. Fear equals resistance. Resistance equals pain.
So how do I figure, because let me just tell you, for the first time, I'm not big on medication at mm-hmm. all. Mm-hmm. I have to be really, really, really suffering in okay. order to take Tylenol or anything. Uh-huh. I actually had to take Tylenol and Aleve today. Mm. I am having such bad inflammation in my hips, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, hips are about support, feeling supported.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we don't feel like we're fully supported, okay, so something is triggering you from your past that is presenting in the now, and it's calling up that timeline. And so whatever that timeline is that needs to be healed, needs to be addressed so you can release that pain in your hips, because that's what that is. So look at where you are not feeling supported, no matter what it is, and mm-hmm. saying, okay, so I'm being triggered. The pain is in my hips. It has to do with the past, and it also has to do with the present and also the future, right? So what does that represent for me? And then, okay, where else have I not been supported in my life? When else have I not been supported in my life? And then look at that and see how it reflects in this now moment.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to do some work on that. I'm going to have to do some digging.
Yeah. So just do, you know what I would do? I wouldn't even do the digging. I would just get in this meditation.
Okay.
Get in the meditation. So here's another tool for you.
I don't want to overthink either, right?
What's that?
I don't want to overthink it either.
No overthinking. So here's the golden nugget, okay? Golden nugget. So you're going to meditate mm-hmm. and you say to your guides, hey, I'm having problems with my hips. I would like to understand where this is coming from. Please help me see that, because they love to help us with everything, mm-hmm. right? Please help me see that. And then all you do is step out of the way. Just go into the meditation. Forget that you even asked.
Okay.
Okay. And just keep doing that. And eventually you'll relax, forget about it, and it'll come right to you.
Okay.
You don't dig for it. It comes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Weight gain and weight loss is all affected by, you know, our emotions. So part of it is with this ascension process, we are going to notice that there are going to be times where we're going to have weight gain because we're needing to hold more light. So we go into, more expansion because we're trying to anchor more light into our physical body. So now the part of weight that is important is that it's all about judgment, and it's all about self-judgment, loving the self more, right? And being okay with our physical presence. Because we have to remember that we chose this physical presence to get over judgment, to get over self-judgment, right? Because we were created perfectly perfect just as we are. Okay, so once we let go of the need for anything more than where we are right now with our physicality, once we let go of that need and accept ourselves and embrace and love ourselves, then the weight will come off. But until then, it's still stress and pressure, and the human is still needing that lesson or experience, if you will. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. So that's all about judgment. Yeah.
I have a quick question.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm in constant vibration.
Okay.
Is it normal?
Inside your whole body's. So that is an activation to embodiment. Okay. So that is also a phase. And so when we start feeling like we're vibrating from the inside out, we're starting to connect the soul, and we're starting to merge our higher self into our physical body. Okay. And that requires us getting completely out of the way. That's a process in itself. That just requires complete letting go.
Okay.
Yeah. No judgments, just let go, right? Because the first thing as humans we want to do, if you go back to the beginning of this talk, is we want to judge illness, I'm tired, there's something wrong with me, right? That's all judgment. I'm vibrating, there must be something wrong. It's probably my heart, I need to go to the doctor, right? That's all judgments. So if we start to tune in and we start to ask our guides, or our higher self, hey, what's taking place with me? What is this? What am I feeling? What is going on with my body? We start tuning in at that level, then we will never fear anything ever again, because our body already knows how to do its work. It knows how to heal. It knows how to take care of itself. Okay. So that vibration, you can lay down, do the exercise I just taught you guys, lay down in bed, do that exercise and ask your body, what do you need? What do you need from me? What do I have to give you? Do I have to give you anything? Do you want more sleep? Do you want more water? Do you want more nourishment? What do you need from me? Okay. What does that look like? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a high level, you know, that's a high level activation when we're bringing more of our soul aspect in. Yeah. We might feel a little more out of sorts because it's uncomfortable or it's weird, and we feel it mostly at night when we're trying to lay down, and there's that constant vibration, you know.
I can't say I dislike it. It's not awful. It's mm-hmm. kind of calming.
Yeah, well, it has to do with the higher self, so that's good that you feel that way. A lot of people don't. They freak out because they don't understand it. Yeah.
Well, I kind of enjoy it.
Good. Yeah. That's important. Yeah, it's important. It's important to be in touch with your body, because that is, you know, it's how we're navigating this reality that we're in. Yeah, our body is like part of our tool, you know? Yeah. Yeah. And we have to rest. Sometimes we just have to rest, and we need to just you know, do things that are in our best interest. Yeah, Jen, that's a great idea. Yeah. And I mean, you know, it sounds like, Carol, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it, because whatever you're doing is working for you. And so, you know, if you're doing things that are nourishing to your body, no matter what it is, as long as you're feeling like it's benefiting you, keep doing it. You know, it sounds like you're right on track with where you need to be. And if you're, you know, if you're comfortable with the vibrant, I personally have no problem with it either, but I know there's a lot of people that don't like it because it makes them feel like their heart is racing, and it's not the heart. It's just the inner being is vibrating as we're, you know, ascending higher, you know? So yeah, it's very, very important. Yeah. Excellent. Good job. Good job. Very good work. Yeah. Anybody else? Any more questions? No? Everybody is good? So, okay. Jen, where'd you go? There you are. So, Joanne, I wore the earrings that you gave me tonight. Thank you very much. My angels are with me today. And Jen, I just wanted to talk about the stone for just a second, because you're just such a beautiful light. And so Jen is a very gifted healer, and I've had the pleasure of connecting with her in sessions together. She's expanded her work through my work, through doing work with me. And Jen, she's amazing. Why don't you tell them what you do? You read my aura and you decided that I could use a citrine stone. So I thought that was really kind of cool. So I just wanted you to talk a few minutes about that.
So I'm a chakra reader. I also work with Carol, and I've worked with Diana also. I used the pendulum to read chakras, but now I could actually see the colors. So if I'm speaking to someone, I see the colors that I need. So when we were on 2 weeks ago, I think it was, not last session, but the session before, I sensed the sacral area that you needed citrine. So I gifted you a piece.
Thank you. Yeah, it's beautiful. So yeah, so everybody has like amazing talents on here. That's why it's good to get to know each other and connect in and whatnot. Kundalini energy. So when Kundalini is activating, you can feel that in a number of ways. Everybody kind of feels it a little differently, but when Kundalini starts, sometimes it'll start in the heart center, and then you'll get a buzzing, and it goes right down into the root chakra, comes back to the heart, and it goes right up and down that channel, up and down, until it's ready to go through the crown chakra. But sometimes, you know, Kundalini energy can also activate and create like a Bartholin cyst in your Bartholin gland in the root chakra. I've had like 4 clients already that have had that. So I think I'm going to do a class on that specifically for people that are dealing with that, because that is something that's very important to, that needs to be addressed now, especially with all the sexual abuse stuff that's coming up or that's going to be coming up. So root chakra is very, very critical to, you know, get that cleared, because it's actually like very connected to the earth energies. Okay. So, clearing the root chakra, anything within the root chakra, was there anything specific that you had?
No, it was because you were speaking about the soul vibration.
Okay.
So I thought that it has to do with Kundalini waking up or not. So I was a little bit confused about it.
Yeah, the vibration, the internal vibration is not, because that's embodiment. But when Kundalini activates, it can feel similar, except you'll feel it going up and down. Like when my Kundalini activated, you feel it. It goes up and down, root chakra, heart chakra, root, you know, until it goes right up through the crown. But I will also tell you that when your Kundalini activates, when your light body activates, sometimes it activates the root chakra and it feels like Kundalini activating. So you could activate your light body, and then when your light body activates to a greater degree, sometimes what it does is it creates it like this insatiable sex drive, believe it or not. So I have seen quite a few people who are struggling because they can't stop thinking about sex. They just want to have sex all the time and everything. That is also a light body activation. So just know that. Okay. So if those of you that are healers, you're working with anybody and you happen to have somebody come to you who is telling you that, you know, they are like really struggling because they're like feeling the need to have sex constantly and they're feeling like it's becoming a problem, like an addiction or something, it's not. It's their light body is activating, and that's the first place it hits. It hits root chakra, so you become overly stimulated, and that's actually a light body activation. Okay, so Kundalini though is different because you'll feel it run the channel. It doesn't usually stay in one place, and it's not a vibration. You feel it. It goes when it hits your heart. It's like, whew, and then it goes back down, and then it's the in the root chakra, and then it comes back up in the heart, and it goes, whew, and then it's like, oh my God, what the hell is going on with my body? So it's like up and down, right? Yeah. So that's Kundalini. Yeah. All right. Anybody else?
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. So I want you guys to all practice this week. I'm hoping to finish another meditation for you guys. And please keep doing your work, you know, very, very important for you to have that connection. This is what we're, energy is only getting higher. So we got to stay in these energies and make sure that we're heading higher. Okay. It's really super, super, super important. All right. So we have one more class, really exciting. I love these classes. I look forward to connecting with you guys every week. So keep up the good work. If you have an issue or something's up, shoot me an email and we'll try and resolve it. And look forward to seeing you all next week. All right. All right, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Say good night. Yes.
Night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.